obviously an amazing mother to really mentor and have two children who could honor her so with both presence and words. And what a privilege to be her husband and to be able to honor her with your words, Dave. So as we started with the words of Scripture in short, I'm going to read Psalm 121 now. May God add a blessing to the reading of these ancient words of hope. I lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord will not let your foot be moved. The Lord who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, the Lord who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Kate, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. And the sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Dave, Will, Bree, the Lord will keep you. The Lord will keep you from all evil. The Lord will keep your life. And the Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. May we hear these ancient words in the depths of our being, and may they help us to go forward into the next moment. As I mentioned at the outset, I came into Kate's circle quite recently after she came back from California and was really starting to truly fail. I was invited in to her circle, and she and Dave and I were preparing her service, which I have to tell you takes an enormous amount of courage. Not too many people really are able to do that. And as I heard your beautiful tributes to your mother, Will and Bree, you did such a lovely job of telling me more of who she is. Even in my time with her, I certainly saw both the courage. I was a little intimidated by the scientist, I might tell you, but resonated very much with her creativity. So I like to think of myself as Kate's most recent friend. And I'm so grateful to have the time I did with her weekly talking about what was going on and how it might be, and never a complaint, but always a question, a wonderment. It was indeed my privilege to be in conversation about her amazing life and to sit beside her bed and be there with the dogs wrapped around her and Bree on her computer and Dave on his, and I think, Will, you were the only one who wasn't in the room. I mean, it was this wonderful circle of connection and trying to move forward in a way that would serve everyone. I wish I had known her longer and better, someone so bright, so vital, so committed, so dedicated. Someone so not complaining, someone so engaged. Someone so willing to share simply and openly. Someone so beautiful of mind and heart and spirit. I take with me a treasure. I take with me the memory of those times with her. But I also have a tangible one, which means enormously, almost a talisman of courage for me. When I found out that Kate was a jewelry designer, I thought, wow, I mean, here's this, you know, scientist who's getting things to Jupiter and she's crafting these beautiful objects. So she gave me the website and I started scrolling around and thinking, oh, I want one of everything. But I saw something that I really liked a lot, and The next time I visited, I asked if there were any in the house that I could see, not just on the screen, but in my hand. And Bree went and got out, searched out and found the bag of rings. And so I went through the 25 rings and, you know, couldn't decide which one was best. But over the time that afternoon, I kept looking and holding them. And finally, I found the one that spoke to me. And I put it in Kate's hand and I said, "Will you hold on to this for a while?" And she was quite pleased with my choice. So I was getting out my money to buy it, because that's what we ministers do. We don't take gifts. And you know, she and Dave said, no, and this is a gift to you. And so I wear this ring, these two buttons and this pearl, as a sign of incredible courage. It is something that I know will go forward with me throughout my life, reminding me of this amazing woman, this amazing courageous spirit, this frontal look at the end in a way that I want to be able to do it whenever it is my time. She inspired me, she grounded me, and she made me laugh. I mean, how many times can you roll over on the dog and not have the dog bite you? I mean, the dog was, she got me to like the dog too, which was pretty amazing. Not being a dog person, I actually like your two dogs. I want to share with you something that a very good friend of mine wrote about endings and leavings and comings and goings. He's a Christian who's now a bit more of a Buddhist, as Kate's father pretty much leaned into being. But I love his reminiscence called Coming and Going, and I'd like to share that with you. It says so much about how we sit here right now. Coming and Going by Dear H.C.W. II. We came to say goodbye and to say that we miss you. Though you have already gone from this life, it is our own attachment to you that we are here to grieve, to choke some on our regrets, to remember what was and what might have been, to say we are sorry, to say so long, to say we loved you the best we could, to imagine how we might have loved you better, and to console one another with our shared fear of the unknown. We do not know how to let you go, or to move on, or to live better having known you. Scientists say that we are stardust, vibrating particles, infinitesimally tiny, invisible, assembled in the form we take in this life to live and love, to succeed and fail, to resent and roar, to forgive and ask forgiveness, to say hello and welcome, goodbye and au revoir. So we now, as this choir of vibrating particles, we, here and now, as this choir of vibrating particles, draw in quivering breaths as one, inhaling some of the stardust that you are now, acknowledging our gratitude for experiencing you, and exhale as one our own stardust to fill your sails with our love and wonder, and wish you a journey of pure bliss until we cross paths again somewhere else in the universe. Blessings on your journey into eternity, Kate. Blessings, you who were so open-armed in your embrace of it, and you who loved every last one of us in that embrace. The challenge for us now is to, as your son and daughter so beautifully put, live as you lived, grabbing each precious moment For we certainly do not know when our time will come. We have no idea. I'm quite sure that with my father and grandfather genes embedded in me, I'll be 95, but I don't know that truly. And so I take a wonderful lesson from this indomitable spirit that was your wife and mother and your friend. Grab life, live it boldly. Know that God is with you on the journey, maybe a few angels on your shoulders who will guide you, and your mother's voice, you know what she will say, unabashedly. And may you take that assurance, and live each precious moment as she lived her incredible, precious life. Thank you, Kate, for letting me in. Thank you, Dave and Will and Bree, for letting me into your wonderful family. It was a privilege. And it's one that I will take with me in my heart. Boy, after 25 years of doing these services, this is rare for me, but to get a little off kilter here, but Kate truly touched my life in a way that I am grateful for. And I will honor her by living my life even more fully than I do. And I thought I was doing a good job. No, Barbara, get going. So many blessings to you as family and to the memories that we all hold. And may you have one precious life that is so beautifully God-given and God-graced. Kate asked that we have in the middle of the service her wonderful classical music to settle ourselves. And so I'm going to ask Michelle to introduce the piece that she will play now. And we are so glad to have you as harpist. This is the first time I have actually experienced a harp in this wonderful sanctuary. So thank you so much for being here with us.
It's an honor today to share a piece entitled Offrande, which means offering, by composer Marcel Grangé.
Will you be in prayer with me, reading the 23rd Psalm, which you will find in your bulletins? You know, this is a prayer that, again, was honed by someone who was facing right up against the reality of death and knowing that there not only is more to life than just life, but that we have God along the way, ever ministering to us and drawing us forth. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me. In the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy did follow you, Kate, all the days of your life, and now you dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us pray. God of mercy and comfort, embrace all of us today in tender love and compassion as we grieve the death of your amazing creation and beloved child, Kate, in whom you were well pleased and we were well pleased to know. Be it for decades as a beloved wife, as a mom with dear children, Bree and Will, as friends and colleagues and members here at church. O God of immeasurable compassion, be our refuge and strength. An ever-present help in this time of sorrow, be the light in our dark moments. Be the guide when we wonder how to proceed without the presence of this loving and courageous woman. Help us to know deeply that we have Kate with us in spirit, as we have you, God, the very ground of our being, always present in every moment going forward. We ask that you now be the tender hand that holds us near and dear in comfort. Be the unfailing strength when ours seems to falter. And reassure us again and again that death is not the last word. That death is the inevitable threshold you provide as the entrance to an eternity with you in spirit. So into your protective shelter we step and face what is unknown to us and ever known to you. God of all people throughout history, we are gathered here so aware of others who have died and knowing deeply the fragility of our own precious existence. God of all help, enable us to comfort and support each other in this, our common loss, hearing your words of hope that will dispel our waverings. And help us mostly to be ever thankful for the gift that Kate was in our lives, ever thankful for the model of creativity and courage, steadfastness, a willingness to take on the next big project. Ever so thankful for the love she shared and the very way of her being. Ever thankful for her instructions and her willingness to just be happy whatever would come. Oh God, help us to go forward, reassuring and reordering us always as we pray ancient words that are ours now as we say them together. And if you are of other traditions, feel free to join or listen in as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Before we sing verses 1 and 3 of our last hymn, number 29 in the red hymnals, I want you to all know that you are invited upstairs through the corridor and up the stairs to the left to a reception and pretty much lunch, but to meet with the family and see some of the wonderful evidences of Kate's creativity upstairs. So please join us for that. So now might you stand and sing us out. So may you leave this place now in courage and good faith, open to all that God has in store for you in the days and weeks and months and years that is your one precious life. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God give you peace and bring you courage for the days ahead. Amen.